Funerals for the victims of Wednesday's artillery attack in the semi-autonomous Kurdish region. Women and children are among the victims when a multiple rocket hit a tourist resort in Zaho. The foreign minister has described the assault as a tragedy.
The information that we received is that there was a bombing of this safe tourist site, artillery, and this calm, beautiful tourist village was hit.
Iraq says Turkish forces are responsible and has summoned its charge d'affaires in Ankara for consultation. It has also halted procedures to appoint a new ambassador. Angry protesters have tried to storm the Turkish consulate in Baghdad, as well as visa offices in Karbala and Basra.
We call on the government to close the Turkish embassy and suspend all ties with Turkey. Iraq must have the right to take legal and military action.
Turkey's foreign ministry has denied responsibility, suggesting the attack was an act of terrorism.
The government has opened an investigation into the incident, but these protesters want Turkey to switch its military operations away from Iraq.
Turkish forces regularly carry out airstrikes in the region, targeting members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which it classifies as a terror group. Ankara says it's willing to cooperate with Baghdad.
As soon as the news broke, we liaised with the relevant institutions and shared information. According to the information we received from the Turkish armed forces, we did not carry out any attack against civilians. We believe the PKK terrorist organization is responsible.
The area is only a few kilometers from the Turkish border. It has been declared military zone since the attack. Iraq wants to approach the UN Security Council, saying it's a violation of its sovereignty and threat to national security. Turkey is waiting for the investigation to conclude, and victims' families are waiting for justice. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.